This message is part of the educational ministry of Columbia International University. We've been preparing world Christians to know Him and to make Him known since 1923.
Good morning. I'm very much honored that invited by Dr. Jones come here to share with you a short message. I'm so happy to see so many young people, because my heart is with the young people. As Dr. Jones mentioned, we almost reach like 2,500 young people every year to do the discipleship training. So it is so happy for me to see all of you. And today is the first day I travel outside my home. And after the fail, I had a very bad accident. I have 20 minutes, right?
You have 25.
Oh, 25 minutes. Thank you. So I've been in the hospital and the rehab center for 6 weeks. And this time, yesterday was the first time I travel outside the home. And today is the first time I give the message standing up. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And I'd like to share with you the message. It's salt and the delight. And I think you're all familiar with this Bible verses. This chapter 5, Jesus went to the mountain side and sit down and start to teach. I'm sure many of you remember what he taught. The first 12 verses he taught. And when you look at the first 12 verses, you would think that's another preaching, right? Sounds like another preaching. What's that to do with my life? It's so important when you listen to the message, you have to think about it. What's that related to my life? It's not just to increase your knowledge only. Because a lot of Christians, they have a lot of knowledge with the Bible verses, but not enough experience to experience the Lord. So today I'm going to start from verse 13 to 16. Because after first 12 verses, seems like Jesus changed the gear. All of a sudden he said, "You are the salt of the earth. You are the salt of the earth." I think you all know this, but I still want you to think about it. You are the salt of the earth. And then he said, "You are the light of the world." I cannot, we don't have enough time to read all the Bible verses, but I'm sure you're familiar with this. We're all familiar with these four verses. I'm sure you're all familiar with these four verses. I can memorize those four verses since I was a little boy. So, but what does that mean? You know, let us meditate those four verses again. Even you know them, but let us meditate on those four verses again and see what Jesus is telling us, what he is telling us. Once we know what he is telling us, then we know how to live a life that may please him and that may have impact or influence on all the people, those people around us. It's important. He said, "You are the light. You are." It's not you try to be light. It's not you work so hard to be light. No, he said, "You are the light." That's something to do with your life. It's so important. And when we read the Bible verses, we have to understand. You are. That means you as a person. That's your identity. And no matter where you are, in your home, in your school, in your work or marketplace, even in the church, I want to emphasize this. Even in the church, can those places be different because of your presence? A lot of time, we Christians doesn't make any inference to the people around us, to the area, to the surrounding around us. But we have to think about it. Can those places be different because of the present, because of our presence? And again, I want to remind you, you are the salt of the earth, and you are the light of the world. This cartoon I showed you is kind of interesting. I don't know if you can see clearly. And this guy said, "Whoa, I never knew you were a Christian. Did people tell you that? You've been Christian for many years." But someone said, "I never knew you're a Christian. Why? Because you don't act like a Christian. Your life doesn't show you're a Christian." So people said, "We never knew you were a Christian." That means you cannot have influence, have impact on people, those people around you. What does Jesus really mean? You are the light, you are the salt. He didn't say you have the potential to be light. You have the potential to be the salt of the earth. He didn't say that. He didn't really urge us to be the light, to be the salt. What he said, as you read the Bible, many times you will find out, as it is well already true. It's nothing new. It's already true. And he declared it as if it were very obvious. Is that obvious to you? Are you the light of the world? Are you the salt of the earth? But now Jesus calls you the light and says you are already the salt. You have within you and around you and all that you need. All that you need. Regardless of your past and regardless of your future intention, Jesus tells us all. Again, I repeat it so many times. I hope you can memorize them. And you can think about it. You are the light of the world, and you are the salt of the earth. Salt is a remarkable thing. I think you all know. And every time you have dinner or you have any meals, the salt is on the table, right? And we all put a lot of salt on the meal. Why? It changes things. It makes the food so tasty. You know, particular certain dish, you feel like it tasteless. But if you put a salt on it, you will make the food so much tasty. So it's so important. Salt is remarkable. It's not only that. Salt can change things. And it makes life so much better. If you are the salt, you're among a group of people. The group of people can feel it so much better with you to be around. Or people see you, people run away from you. You know why. Yeah, you know why. You're not the salt. If you are the salt, people would love to be around you, like our president, Jones. He knows everybody on the campus. I couldn't believe it. I try to remember people's name, but when I'm getting old, I lost all the good memories. And the salt can change things. Again, it makes life so much better. I hope you can be really the salt to make lives of those people around you so much better. I think that's great. I really think that's great. And salt is remarkable again. He heals. When you have some wounds, you know, you try to clean them up, you use salt. Preserves. When you have some food, you use salt to preserve them. Particular Chinese among us, you know, every winter time, your parents may start to preserve some meat for you for the New Year's. And enhance life. That's so, so much important. And you can make lives around you so much better. Again, you can make lives around you so much better. And from God's perspective, let's look at it. Salt and light is our true identity. Have you thought about that? Light and salt is our true identity. It's not because anything that we have done, anything we try to do. No, it's our life. It's our identity. You are the light. You are the salt. To know who we are is so important. Yesterday, I had a good conversation with Dr. Jones, and he asked me, what's the first thing you teach at the discipleship training? I told him, the first lesson I taught was, who am I? Have you thought about who am I? Have you thought about it? A lot of time we're busy with our classes, we're busy with our homework, we're busy with a lot of things. We never thought about, who am I? Why am I here? To know who we are changes our life. If you really know who you are, it will change your life. I guarantee you, it will change your life. And the life of those around us, because you know who you are. As I said, God thinks the light and the salt are our identities. If you know who we are, you know your identity, then it will change your life. Not only change your life and lives around you, as salt as the light. Jesus said, with an urgency and the wisdom, you are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. You may get tired of hearing those two sentences, but it's so important. It's so important. Jesus has hope in us. I always say, Jesus has hope in us. Never give up. Don't give up. Even you fail on certain things, Jesus has hope in you and in me. As a Christian, I've been Christian for 65 years, believe or not. So you know how old I am, right? You can guess. For 65 years, I have up and downs as a Christian, but I remember one thing. Jesus always has hope in me. Even I fail, I try to get up right away. Because Jesus has hope in us. Why Jesus put us on this world? You know, this time I was so sick, I keep thinking, why I'm still alive? You know, I could pass away in no time when I fell. But Jesus saves me, and I'm alive. Then I was thinking for this 6 weeks, you know, I was on bed. I was keep thinking, why he put me here? Why he want me to be here and not to be with him? Of course, with him to be with him is great. But to be on this earth, he has purpose in you. He has a plan in you. So just remember, Jesus has hope in you and me. He wants us to have influence. I rather like to use impact. It's impact. He wants us to have influence and impact to this world. To this world. And this world will become a much better place because of you and me. There are many reasons as a Christian we lost sight of this reality. We lost the sight. We lost the understanding, our identity. Especially we are facing some difficulties. We start to rely on ourselves. We start to think about ourselves. We start to worry about ourselves. We lost the heart to be totally dependent on the Lord. In God's eyes, we are beloved and valued as salt of the earth and the shining light of the world, treasured and precious in His sight. He had. Again, I want to say, He has a plan in you. He has a purpose in you. The reason He put us here, in the school, in the ministry, in this world, He has a purpose. Otherwise, we should be with Him, right? And we may wonder how much we can do, how much we can have influence and impact to people. And it's circumstances around us. Remember, we are not alone. Here we have 400-500 people here. If you think you're alone, how much you can to have influence and impact to the world? Don't give up. Remember, we are not alone. Together, our light grow, our light glow, and give us hope to those who have forgotten the true identity, true reality of the message. We are the salt of the earth, and we are the light of the world. And we come together as one. What kind of impact? Think about it. What kind of impact and what a difference we can make. God can bring to many lives because you and me. As a student body here, we have 400-500 people here. We can make big influence. We can make big impact. To all the people around us, to all the people in our ministry, to all the people in our home, our school, and as I said, in our marketplace. Many years ago, I read an article. I couldn't find the article, but I still remember. He made a conclusion for those four verses. I cannot give you the name, but I tell you, this is not mine. For peace. I like those, they give you 4 A's, 4 B's, 4 P's. So easy to remember. The first one is presupposes. The second is plan. The third is problem. The fourth is purpose. So what is presupposes? That means this is what we already knew. We already know. We already understand. The world is full of corruption. This world is full of corruption. I think you may have known that China, for the last couple of years, they try to fight against the corruptionness of the people in China. And just 2 days ago, the Secretary of the State, Kerry, went to China. And he exchanged ideas with the Chinese leader. And he told them, we have the corruption in U.S. as well. So you can tell the corruptionness is not just in certain place. Everywhere, everywhere. So what's that to do with us? They need us to be the salt, to help not to be corrupted, right? And this world full of darkness, same thing, not only in U.S., not only in China, but everywhere. And need us to do what? Be the light in this darkness place. And second P is called plan. God has a plan for us. God has a plan for us. I just quoted 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. I think you all can memorize this. You are the chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession. He has a plan for us. As I said, He has a plan for us. He wants us, He hopes us when we are on this world, we can produce the impact and influence to the people around us. This is my slogan. It's been with me since first time we start to do the discipleship training. I say a changed life influence another life change. It's very important. I love to have slogan because keep reminding me. A changed life, influence another life, change. And for the past almost 14 years, we see a lot of life of young people being changed. It's not because what we preached, it's because our life helped them to be changed. Of course, Holy Spirit did all the work. Hope you remember, a lot of time when people said, I don't know how to spread the gospel. The reason we don't know how to spread the gospel, because we try to argue with people, right? We try to convince people. We try to convert people. No, that's not the best way, I tell you. The only way is have your life changed by the Lord. And you can have influence on other life to be changed. Problems. What are the problems? Those four verses told us already. If the salt loses its saltiness, it's no longer good for anything, right? Except throw them out and trample them underfoot. If people light in a lamp and put it under a bowl, what's good about it? It cannot give light to anyone in the house. So, problem, then what? Then what's the purpose? I think the purpose is already also in these four verses. Let your light shine before others. Let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Let's remember this. That's the purpose God has in you and in me. In Chinese, I can conclude it. These four verses in two Chinese characters. I love these two words. It's called yin xiang. Yin xiang. Let's learn how to say Chinese. Yin xiang. Yeah, very good. You did well. You did a very good job. Yin xiang means influence, means impact. I just love these two words. And when I was in China, I lived in China for a little bit more than 2 years, just 3 years ago. And it just happened, the earthquake happened in Chengdu. And Grace and I, we live in Chengdu. Very big earthquake. A lot of people tried to be there to help people. Not only physically help them, but spiritually too. Among those helpers, I can tell you, almost more than 50% are Christians. Even today, they are still there. Although the earthquake being away for many years already, but they are still there. Because still a lot of people, they need spiritual help. It's so important. And just before I left China, one day I received a phone call from a brother. Says, Teacher Chen, I have to give you good news because this is so important. I have 2 minutes left. Because Chinese government, they think Christian is what? They think Christianity is foreigners' faith, foreigners' religious. So they say, one more person become a Christian. Then we lost one Chinese citizen because they believe foreign religious. They believe foreign gods, right? That's what they thought about Christian. I tell you, at that day when he gave the speech, he is the top guy for control the Christianity in China. He won't say it if he doesn't believe it. He won't say it if the leaders didn't believe it. I guarantee you. He said what? He said, today, the government think one more person become a Christian. We have one more. You said to me, we have one more? Good Christians. Good citizen. What a difference. Why? Tell me why. The two words in Chinese. Still remember? Yin xiang. Let's try one more time. 影响。Because we have influence, we have impact to people around us. That's why even the view of government can be changed. Tremendous, tremendous help. So I hope you believe, you remember that. And this, I just show you a picture. The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. It's not only in China, but everywhere around the world. Yesterday, I had a very good fellowship with Dr. Jones. He told me the needs everywhere in the world. It's your responsibility. You are equipped here. Once you're equipped, it's time to go, right? You don't equip and stay here, huh? I hope you, after you're equipped here, go. Do you hear the voices of the Lord say, "Who shall I send, and who will go with for us?" What's your answer? I hope you are ready to say to the Lord today, this morning, tell Him, "Here am I, send me. Here am I, send me." The Lord really needs you and me to be His instrument to have impact and influence to this world. Thank you.
We hope you were blessed by this message. Additional audio messages and learning resources are available at www.ciu.edu/bookstore or call 803-807-5263. Messages are also available by podcast at iTunes. CIU is a regionally accredited biblical university offering undergraduate and graduate degree programs. Our purpose is to educate people from a biblical worldview to impact the nations with the message of Christ. Thank you for letting us minister to you today.